was going around on TikTok, which I don't recommend that website at all. But what I'm saying is, or app or whatever it is, that app, you know, there was a thing going viral on TikTok of me throwing someone out of the church. And because they were, because what it was like a crazy, I mean, this guy, he had some kind of drug-induced psychosis or whatever. He thought that he was Michael the Archangel. He said he was Michael the Archangel. And during, you know, we're in the middle of dealing with like a serious fight in our church. We're battling to get rid of the people that were denying the Trinity. And we're standing up for the Trinity. We're standing up for the truth. And this bozo in the middle of my sermon walks up and he's got a piece of paper in his hand and he's walking toward me. And I'm just like, what are you doing? What's going on? Because, I mean, think about, you know, somebody's just walking. What if somebody just got him to start walking up to me right now? It'd be like, can I help you? So this guy comes up to me. He's just like, I'm just like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And he's just like, you know, he said, I just wanted to see if I could get this prayer read. I wanted to see if I could just get this prayer read. I look at it and I'm not usually a speed reader, but it didn't take long to figure out what kind of weird crap was on this paper that wasn't something that I wanted read in a Baptist church. Some Roman Catholic sounding weird mumbo jumbo. I looked at it and said, get out of here. Get this book. Could I get a little grace? No. Get out. I'm preaching. You're bringing me some Catholic prayer to read. It's garbage. The guy, it turned out, had told people he's Michael the Archangel. He was literally insane. The guy had never been to our church before. Showed up. And you know what I've noticed around here is that when it rains, it pours. Whenever something crazy is going on in our church, whenever we're fighting a battle, a bunch of other stuff, it's like the devil just starts being like, all right, kick him while he's down, you know, send in the psycho, send in the you know, the crazies. So typically, like, these things will come in threes or something on a Sunday morning when something crazy is going on. So I'm like, drag this bozo out, you know, and then, of course, the famous, you know, Brother Segura comes in with the sunglasses and the black gloves and drags the guy out. But, you know, what people didn't realize, he's wearing sunglasses because he had injured his eye. He actually was drilling a hole and he got shavings in his eye. You know, who's ever had that happen before? I've had that happen. So he'd got some in his eye. His eye was all bloodshot and red and looked nasty. So he has sunglasses on, but it kind of just added to the effect. You know, he's got like the black gloves, sunglasses. You're just on the service. Get out. You know, he just drags the guy out. So it made for a real dramatic video. And for the record, I'm glad it's going viral. You know, I'm glad it's going viral on whatever the social media. But here's what's funny about that, though. People take that and they just tell all kinds of lies and false accusations, like no one's allowed to ask Pastor Anderson a question. They just get thrown out. If a member wants prayer, they get thrown out. Because everybody misquoted it as that the guy said, you know, would you pray for me or could I get some prayer? That's not what he said. He said, I'd like to have this prayer read. He wanted to read his psychotic ramblings before the service. Now, who here comes to church on Sunday morning because you want a guy in the parking lot who says he's Michael the Archangel's, you know, what he wrote in his mental institution with his crayons, you want him to read that on Sunday morning? Is that what you're here to hear? Because I thought you came to hear preaching from a Baptist pastor, not the ramblings of a lunatic, okay? And people have said all kinds of things like, you know, somebody just wants prayer, they get thrown out. You know, anybody who asks a question gets thrown out. This is how Pastor Anderson treats his members. This is how he treats his flock. This is how he treats parishioners. The guy had never been here. The guy had been in the building for all of 10 minutes in his life when he marched up here with his manifesto or whatever that was.